Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour, and we are live tonight. This is December the 7th in the year 2012, so we are live. And I just want to tell you, we all just got back from the trip to China. We've been gone for 3 weeks. We did a complete round-the-world trip this time, over the North Pole for the first time. In China, Beijing, and Shanghai, and Taiwan.
I saw Santa.
You saw Santa as we went over the pole?
Yes, I did.
What's he doing, getting ready?
He was waving.
He's getting ready. Okay, the first time we did that, anyway, go over the pole. But we're always doing first things anyway. Right. But we're back now, and we should be back for a while. Well, no, for a couple of weeks.
Not even 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. I can't keep track of our schedule anymore. We're always on the road.
That's why we have this guest on tonight. We're not going to be here very long.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks, and then we're off again. But anyway, in the next week, I think we'll talk about the trip and be other things on there. But tonight, we've got a very special event that we're going to bring up. That's coming up very soon.
Right.
Okay, everybody out there. Oh, before we go, I better give them the number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before we get into it, I want to give you the toll-free number that you can call in if you want to ask questions. And this number is good all over the world. 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008.
And please keep questions to our guest.
Yeah, instead of going off on my books and things.
Right.
Okay. All right, everybody out there. Where are you going to be on December the 21st? This is the day that everybody's been looking forward to for years now.
Millennia.
They've all been saying, this is the big one, that the world's coming to an end. We hear so many different things are going to happen. It's the Mayan calendar is ending. 3 days of darkness. We've heard it all. And it's all building up to where we don't have very many more days left now when the big date is coming up. Well, where are you going to be on that day? Are you going to be home with your head under the covers, not knowing what's going to happen or what?
Actually, that's exactly 2 weeks from tonight.
It is, isn't it? Okay.
Exactly 2 weeks.
Because people, we get these emails.
Oh, my
people
goodness.
Are dreading it. Even our events we're having next year in 2013, we're getting emails saying, oh, you mean you're going to have a conference? There isn't going to be any 2013. So you won't be have any conference. And that's not my world. But there are people out there who are still scared. They don't know what's going to happen, and they think it is the end. Well, we call it the beginning.
Right.
It's the beginning of what?
I'm hearing birth.
Birth, that's birth, a good
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Of the new world? Well, how do you want to call it? Everything,
yeah.
We're going
new
into
energy,
something.
New energy, they're saying birth, new energy.
Totally so. New things are opening up. This is going to be fantastic. It's definitely not the end of anything unless it's the end of the old ways. But anyway, we're not going to be sitting home worrying about it. We're going to party. We're going to be in London on that day, and we're going to have a big party. And we have our guest tonight. We're talking to him. He is in England. He's at our England office. And he's been there for, several weeks now.
Several weeks. Probably seems longer than that, doesn't it, Michael?
Yes.
He's Hello. Been there getting ready and making sure everything's going to work okay and doing all the last publicity and finishing touches. So he's been busy over there in England.
Yeah, working with Vitaly.
And we're going over a few days before the event. But I think I'll let Michael tell what it's going to be. But this is Michael Perlin, and he is the director, producer, writer, of the movie Three Magic Words. And it was a movie that I was in that was premiered, it's been almost 2 years ago now, in Hollywood when I went out there, and it's been being shown everywhere.
Well, it's shown everywhere here, and then this will be wonderful because it's the European premiere of this movie, but then we decided to put a whole event around it, and that's where it's this celebration that we're doing on the 21st. So we'll let Michael go into more detail on that, but it's very, very exciting.
So it's not just a movie premiere. It's something much, much bigger.
Much bigger. This is history in the making.
Okay.
Yeah, he will explain. It really is. It truly is history in the making. So.
But Michael Perlin is the brains behind the whole movie, and so he's over there now putting the last finishing touches on. Okay, Michael, you tell them about what's going to happen on the 21st.
I would love to. First, I just want to say hi, Dolores. I love you. And it's been a long time since I've been on your show, so this is such an amazing treat, and I'm very excited to be on it again.
Thank you.
Yes. So thank you for having me. And December 21st, 2012, is a very big day. And a lot of people don't really know why it's so important. They just think it's a prophecy doomsday date, as you were talking about. But it is so much more than that if you do your research. And that's why we're having it on this day. We're going to have a big celebration about it's really to celebrate Earth's entrance into the age of Aquarius. And, December 21st, 2012, it's a moment that comes around every 26,000 years. And the reason I say that is because the Hindus believed in they called it the great year. And every 26,000 years, we go through they call it the rise and fall of the ages. And we are at the point where we are now rising from the dark age, from a period of about 13,000 years or less. And so we're now coming into the age of Aquarius, which they say is going to be a whole new age in consciousness where we all are going to start to get along, start to understand our connection to each other and to the earth and to all living beings. And it's not just one cycle. That it's the where our solar system, our sun, is actually going to be aligning with the galactic center, which the astronomers have told us. And that's supposed to be, coming into more of the galactic light, which, there's a huge ball of light in the middle of the galaxy from all the millions of stars that are collected in there, but we have no idea what else is in there, where it goes and what kind of divine cosmic light comes out of that. So we're getting closer and we're going into that beam. And a lot of people are anticipating this day as the beginning of a new world. Not the end of, yes, the end of an old world, but the beginning of a new. And what's really interesting about the Mayans is, I know I'm rambling on, but I think people are interested to hear this because,
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's interesting about the Mayans is that they knew about this astronomical alignment. And they wrote it down in stone for us to see in the future. So they knew about this and they believed that this was going to be an age where there's going to be a profound spiritual transition for mankind. And so they said, this is it. So we're having a big party about it. And the movie is the European premiere of the movie in London is just to basically to open us up into that new consciousness and then move into that, to the new world. So happy new earth is what I say.
That's why Julia was right when she said it's birth. It's an awakening.
Right.
We are moving into something. If it's 26,000 years, my gosh, we are. We're, they said, leaving the dark behind, and we're moving into the light.
Absolutely.
It is big.
Yeah.
Oh, when it gets bigger, he hasn't even talked about the really big part.
I know, but I mean this thing about the 21st.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really, really happy to be having it with you, Dolores, because your life has been such an example of dedicating for world change and world peace and truth, and for to have it with you is just it just feels like I've come around just exactly where I've wanted to be in my whole life, is to make change on this planet. And so joining forces with you is, I just, it just so, it makes me so happy. So thanks for that.
Okay. Well, nothing happens by chance. All supposed to be.
But it's
a hard road to get there. That's the thing.
Yeah, changing the world is the big job, and we all have to do it.
No little task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it takes us as a collective to do it. So,
yeah. Do you want to talk about the movie?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we can talk about a little bit about the movie and how you started that. She'll ask you a little bit about it here.
Yeah, let's go into your background, you know, because I know it. That's what I meant. It's a hard task to get there, because I know you had a long, hard road to getting this movie made. So let's talk about your background and how the movie came about.
Sure. I started studying metaphysics for a very long time ago. I think when I was about 18. And this was before the internet, so I had to actually physically go to the bookstores and search into the used books section. There wasn't even a new age section yet. There was like used books, and that's where you would find some gold. And that's where I looked, and every now and then I'd find a book, fall off the shelf. And that's when I started to study and meet people and go on a spiritual journey and into metaphysics. And started to read Edgar Cayce and Dolores Cannon. We all know who that is. And I started to learn a lot about ancient mystical truths about our existence and where we're going and all that stuff. And so, in different religions and Eastern mysticism. And that led me to deciding to, I started searching for a common theme in all the spiritual teachings, because I didn't understand why we weren't getting it, why we were still fighting wars and there was still violence, and people just couldn't get along with each other, and they didn't get along because somebody looked different, or they were different color, or they owned a different land. And I just didn't understand why, if we'd have all these books out and people aren't getting it, do people read? What is it? What's going on? And I realized it's really a culture of media, of movies. And so I made the decision to move out to LA and make movies, since nobody else was making metaphysical movies. This was it. I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it. And so I left and went to LA, and I told everybody what I was going to do, and everybody laughed at me. And nobody believed it, what I was going to do was even going to be popular, or people were even going to be interested. And, Hollywood only likes commercial stuff. We, cut people up and blow things up. And that's what Hollywood wants, and that's what the people want, is what people told me. And I said, no, I'm going to do what I'm being called to do. So I came out, and I, even with all the criticism and the skepticism, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was working odd jobs, desk jobs, 9 to 5, very little money. I was living on credit cards. And so I bought an HD camera and started shooting interviews with spiritual teachers that I knew in the community in LA. And that's when I met Maura Hoffman, who heard what I was doing and said, I told her I was making a film about this message, this common theme that I found, which is another story. I found it in a book called Three Magic Words by U.S. Anderson. So the movie's actually inspired by that book. And I told her about this theme, and she goes, well, I happen to know most of the people that know that message, and I can get them for you. And so I said, you're hired. Let's do this. And we got a green screen on the wall and started interviewing people and started shooting. I started a lot of the B-roll that I shot was out and about different festivals, Conscious Life Expos, and even Burning Man, and all kinds of spiritual retreats. And I just wanted to get, I wanted to show the world what people were doing, what the other side of life. People were actually, even amongst the craziness, people were searching for truth and really deeply connecting with the source. And so I put it all together. I didn't know what I was going to have, what was going to be. I had no idea what I was creating. I didn't know if it would be anything. It was just my first attempt to make a metaphysical film and see if it was something that was watchable. You never know as a filmmaker how if it's even going to look good. And we screened it, and people were like very transformed by it. And I'm like, really? What? And it was really surprising to me that they were so transformed by it. And so now I realize it's people. It's you can't hide from truth. People feel it inside, that in their heart. They know when they see something that is going to awaken them and break them out of the programming of being separate from everyone else. So when you show people something that helps them feel it in their heart, their connection with everything, then you're going to transform people. And that's how it all came about.
Hmm. Yeah, you did say you did have a lot of opposition, people that didn't believe in you. Nobody was really supporting you in those days, you said.
They said, I had all kinds of comments. People said, get a real job. People said, oh, you can't make it in the movie industry. It's too competitive. And, whenever someone said competitive, that word doesn't mean anything to me. I don't believe in competition. When you don't believe in it, it doesn't exist for you. And so that's something that you can do, you can take that in anything you do, and you'll achieve whatever you need, whatever you want. But, people also, I would meet people in the fundamentalist religious groups and told them what I was doing, and they'd be like, well, you can't just believe in all of it. You got to choose just one. Everyone, you have to be a certain religion. You're obligated to your family, or it has all these comments, all these excuses, or you have to be this or that. You can't just be all. I'm like, okay.
I think it's interesting just the way he described how people, what he saw is, I don't understand why people can't get along. I don't understand why they have the wars. I don't understand. That sounds like such a second waiver, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, yeah. That's my work, Michael, yeah. With the three waves. Mm-hmm. She said, you definitely sound like one of the second waves.
And then see, this medium as a broadcast, that's exactly what the second wave does. They bring their things in and broadcast
and
it
energy,
out.
So. Especially the energy right. That's needed right now, and they are observers.
Right, and then also something I've been hearing a lot, Michael, is this new energy, the new world. What they said is competition absolutely has no place in it. Everybody works together. And so it's interesting that you already know that. I mean, it's like, there is no, well, why is there competition? Nobody's competing. So I think that's all interesting, that's how, see, you're so far ahead. You were bringing the new world in ahead with the film.
Well, here's why there's competition. Because everybody is you. And that's what the new consciousness is all about. People are going to start realizing this. They're just going to start feeling the truth behind it, that we are all one, and that you help somebody else, you're helping yourself. That's where, you take away the body and the mind, and what you have left is the self, the consciousness, and that pure consciousness is a collective of all of us. And so when you know that, there's no competition. You're going to be happy for somebody else succeeding in something, and that's that. You'll be ecstatic for them. That's the new paradigm. It's helping everybody and sharing everything and loving everybody because you know that they're you.
Well, we've been noticing this more because we've been traveling so much. 3 months in Europe and now 3 weeks in China. That's what we said. People are people everywhere we go. They're loving people. The Chinese, contrary to what we've been hearing all these years, are very gentle, loving people.
And the ones we met.
Yeah, and we were exposed to a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1 million people in Beijing. We didn't meet them all, but we got a good sampling. But we're finding this everywhere. People are not violent. They don't want to hurt each other. They all want to live together. We're all the same.
Yeah, There's a shift happening. You can see it. When you're out and about, you can see people shifting. It's so obvious.
And even in my last class, we asked them, can you feel something is happening? Don't you feel something is going on? And there were a lot of people in the audience raised their hands. Yeah, they could feel something good is happening. So that's why we travel. We're not afraid of anybody because everybody is the same everywhere we go.
Yeah, and you know what? I flipped on the news a while ago, and they would have it a different way. Their story is completely different, and that's why I tell people don't watch TV because it's going to put you in a whole different dimension of what they say is going on. And I mean, the Earth is so big. There's so many people. If you hear about one little thing, that's not what's going on all over the place. It's and it's like when you have a child that misbehaves and does something. And you ground them or you slap their hand. You say, he just doesn't know. And it's the same thing when somebody does something, when there's a terrorist attack, it's just because they don't know yet who they are. And they're just like children. That's the way you look at it in the new world.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can remember when you had the Hollywood premiere and I was out there. And I was hearing that around Hollywood, the same thing you were talking about, is nobody cares about metaphysical movies. All they want is the violence and the chase scenes and the crime. And I kept saying, no, you're wrong. And they said, no, that's where the money is. It's backing the movies. And anyway, that night at the theater, that theater held over 400 people, and it was totally packed. And you even had people in the lobby trying to get in. They were bringing some of them in and putting them on the floor in the front. So that's when I told them when I got up there, I said, we have proved them wrong tonight, because there was a standing ovation after the movie, and the people loved it, and the theater was packed. So we know there is a market out there for metaphysical movies and TV shows. It hasn't really been fully tapped, I don't think.
Well, not fully tapped. It's just they're just starting it.
They're just beginning.
You can see that it's happening. No, there's more and more shows. There's more and more things happening. You can see it's happening.
And they're not all the...
you can look at this movie as one of the groundbreakers for it.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe it used to be, it wasn't metaphysical, it was horror in there. And that's not the way the shows are getting anymore. They're not based on scaring everybody. So I think we are at the forefront of something big that's going on, Michael.
Yes, that was, I guess that's the plan for this Earth. I really believe that we're not here to just keep fighting each other. That wouldn't even make sense to create an Earth with all these people to just be be asleep like that. And the awakening is just, it's a matter of time. It's inevitable. We're all going to start waking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my work, they're called the sleepwalkers. Got to wake up the sleepwalkers.
Right.
I say it's time to take our planet back. And I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's downhill from here now. I really believe that. I feel it. I think everyone's starting to feel that there's something going on. And this date really marks the beginning of a collective conscious choice to change. And everyone knows that this date marks a new world. And just knowing that this is a special day, people, I think that collectively will start to expect change and they'll start to make change. And that's why
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm saying that's why we've created what's called the Declaration of Consciousness, which we're going to be signing at the event live and announcing it to the world. And it's I hope everybody can tune in and watch it. There'll be many live streams on the internet for that. We're going to be signing it. All the founders will sign it, and then there's a chance for everyone to sign it online, electronically, anyone who ever wants to go and sign it. And that's, we are declaring consciousness for all humanity.
Okay.
That's the, well, besides everything else, it's all history making, but that's the thing, it's like, big step out here.
You were saying on the internet, you want to tell them about the streaming?
We're going to have that live streaming right after the movie is shown. And so anyone can go in onto a number of websites, Dolores Cannon's Three Magic Words. And what was the other website?
Three Magic Words. To London Movie Premiere.
Oh, and
Three Magic Words London Premiere.com.
So, yeah, there'll be a streaming player on all those, and you'll be able to watch the event and the signing and the performances. So it's going to be that way. If you can't make it to London, anywhere in the world, you'll be able to tap in and join us with the ceremony that we're going to be doing in the meditation, and hopefully we'll create a global shift, so you can experience that with us. The more people that tap in sync and unity, the more shift that we actually make, and the more the planet will go. That's with a metaphysical truth, is that the more people that can breathe or meditate or just feel love at one time, the more we can make a shift to the whole collective consciousness. It's the 100th monkey theory. And that's what we're attempting.
Right. That's what was trying to come to me a while ago, and we were talking. It was like, all I kept hearing was mass. It's something with mass. What is it? It's the critical mass. Critical mass is being attained.
Yeah.
And what they're saying. And so it's just a matter of pointing out. That's what I've noticed in the talks. When we say, don't you see something? You almost have to point it out to some people, because it's so subtle that, and it's just day by day that they think, oh, it's just how it is. And
just a minute, we're going to turn, just turn it off. Furnace was coming on. It's going to make too much noise. Yeah, go ahead.
And they just, you know, it's like, okay, they don't really know that anything's different until you point out to them and say, you almost have to say, well, compare this to, or not, you know, just look, you know, back down the road, and you can see something is different. And that's when they go, you know, you're right. And so when they realize that, that's when they realize there really is something happening. So,
and I think we just need about one third of the population to wake up. I think if one third, just one third, wakes up, everybody else will follow.
Well, that's a big, if you can get a big number like that, one third.
Yeah. I don't know if it's even necessary for that many, because they said it didn't take a lot. It didn't, because the light didn't take as much as the dark did. It's only, so a third would definitely get it done.
Well, look at the 100th monkey started with one monkey.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Bunch of monkeys.
Okay. Well, see, let's tell them where the movie is going to be and what time and everything. Because this show is heard all over the world.
Okay. But then I should say also, just to end to the last part, is that we're going to be syncing with all of the other events that are happening on the 21st, the 2012 event with Barbara Marx Hubbard in Mexico, and there's one in Egypt. And there's one in L.A., and so we're going to be syncing with all of them. So to get that going, to get the collective conscious going together. The movie...
happening at different times, but it is on that day anyway.
Right. So the European movie premiere, Three Magic Words and Cosmic Celebration, is at the Odeon West End in Leicester Square in the heart of London. And on the day, December 21st at 7 p.m. Please come.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. That's in the theater district in London.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I can step in.
Vitaly here is producing the event. Would like to say a few words.
Wonderful. I know Vitaly's been doing a huge amount of work to get this happening.
Yeah, he works at our England office.
Right. Well, I'd like to put a little piece here, too. This started out as just a little brainstorm. We were driving from London out to the office, just had this thought, oh, let's, you know, something about the 21st, came up, and we were all just joking and laughing, and so wouldn't it be fun to have a party? And then we, you know, what can we do at this party? And that's when we said, oh, let's do the movie. And it was just an idea that we were just throwing around, and now it's this big cosmic
event,
life-changing, you know.
Well,
so
where do you think these little ideas come
well,
from?
Well, exactly. So anyway, then, and Vitaly just said, can I do this? And so, yes, he's been putting this whole thing together, and this is a huge piece of work to do all of this. So, I mean, it started out to be something simple, but it came into something very big very quickly.
Took on its own life.
Absolutely. So, Vitaly, take it away.
Hi, yes, good evening, everybody. Yes, and then it's still growing. I must say, Michael and I, we've just worked around the clock, about 20, 22 hours a day sometimes, really. It's just literally computers, a shower, and bed. That's the only thing. We haven't hardly seen London, unless we had to go to the meeting. But for those coming to the event, guys, the event will take place at the Odeon West End in Leicester Square, as Michael rightly said, in the heart of West End. It's going to be a blue carpet premiere, so we've just ordered some beautiful balloons and a blue carpet, so everybody who's coming to the event will feel a VIP. Simple as that. It's a people celebration. We want everybody to walk the blue carpet. We're going to have photographers and a film crew to film everybody. The actual event will start at 8 o'clock, but just for the sake of getting there and having enough time to take your photographs and be in the company of people, we advise everyone to arrive from 7 till 7.50, so we've got a whole 50 minutes. But then, interesting thing is that after the event, and Michael will touch up a little bit on the event itself, but after the event, we have 150 people will join us at the Radisson Blue Edwardian, Hampshire, at the Penthouse, and we have live performances from Lorna Thomas and Ryan Inglis, and Nandi, one of the stars in the movie, Siddha Yogi. So he's coming over and he's going to be performing some of his tracks from his new album, and it's going to be party time until 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said to Michael, at 30 or 10 seconds before midnight, we're going to count down, and as the clock strikes midnight exactly, we're all going to either hug each other or kiss each other and say Happy New Earth.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to raise our glasses.
A Happy New Year.
Happy New Earth.
Okay. Not Happy New Year, but Happy New Earth. Okay.
Surprise. Yep, a VIP is going to be a big surprise.
Say that again. I didn't hear. You broke up there. I didn't hear something about a big surprise.
Yeah, there's going to be a big surprise upstairs in the VIP lounge after the show.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, and that's where everybody has access to all of that within the theater. I know the party at the Radisson Blue is sold out now, but we still have seats available in the theater for the major event. What can you explain some more things? Because I know Goodney Goodnesson is doing some things, and Lucinda Drayton and Sophia. I just went blank. Sophia.
Yes. Sonia Sophia.
Can you talk a little bit more about what they're going to be doing?
Sure.
At the party or at the event?
At the event. Okay.
At
the event.
The movie. Okay.
Yes, at the event. Basically, Goodney Goodnesson is also in the movie, and he's with the Modern Mystery School, and he's been doing so much for the planet, raising funds for Fukushima, and he has the Pyramid of Peace nonprofit organization, and he's going to be doing a world peace prayer. And then Sonia Sophia will be doing an EFT and meditation and
it's the emotional freedom technique. She'll be aligning all of us a crystalline crystalline alignment, so that everybody will get aligned to that specific moment to be balanced within. And she's going to lead the global ceremony with that. Mm-hmm. So it's the emotional freedom technique, crystalline structure alignment, and a global ceremony.
Yep. And then we have somebody very special that's going to be making an appearance to read us our declaration of consciousness. And what else?
And we have Lucinda Drayton. And everybody, a lot of people in the UK know Lucinda Drayton with her magical voice and magical masterpieces, including 100,000 Angels. For those of you who would like to hear Lucinda Drayton's voice, go to YouTube and listen to 100,000 Angels. So she's going to be performing six of her favorite songs, that are suitable for the event. And then, of course, Nandi introducing the Declaration of Consciousness.
Mm-hmm. And then Lorna.
And Lorna Thomas and Ryan English, they'll be performing at the after party, and they're going to be singing some of the amazing songs such as Age of Aquarius, My Sweet Lord. It's going to be live performance, so it's going to be fun.
Yep. And I heard the Queen was coming. Is that right?
No.
That's not true. No, it was a rumor. We had a rumor.
What was the rumor?
The Queen was going to make an appearance.
Oh, the Queen? Well, I heard that too. I'm sure she will. An event like that, of course. My goodness, of course she'll be there.
It's just the princess.
Well, left out some things too, because it's really going.
Oh, it's a packed evening. It's going to be so much fun. And plus, having everyone there of like mind and the energy is going to be just tremendous. So, it's all going to be fantastic.
That'll help push us right into the new Earth, all that energy that's going to be generated in that theater.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can
Michael. I saw somewhere, who knows what's real on the Internet, but this alignment or when all this was actually supposed to be, the time, I saw someplace that it would be 11 p.m. UK time. Do you know that to be true or not?
Yeah, it's 11:11. Is when
11:11?
Yep, that's when it actually gets right into the alignment, is when it starts.
Oh, okay.
So that's
UK. UK time.
Yeah, so that's the time we're going to raise our glasses.
No, at that time, Michael, we're going to be in the, we have another surprise for everybody who's coming to the event will be invited to see the masterpiece which you have created, and we have a photo shoot upstairs. So, it's supposed to be a surprise, but hey, this is going to be a great surprise. We have a special celebrity photo shoot, and Michael has got. He's bringing to the world a magnificent masterpiece, which we're going to see on the day.
And in the same room, we're going to bring the actual original Declaration of Consciousness. And anyone who would like to come and sign it with our old feather-tipped ink pen can do
the quill pens.
Can do the camera, and that will be the only chance that you'll actually get to sign the original document before you can sign it on the online. And you can actually read the declaration now on the website declarationofconsciousness.org. So you can see what it is going to be. So.
Yeah, very exciting.
One other good news is that the three magic words to go onto the Odeon UK biggest cinema and a film provider, Odeon Cinemas, odeon.co.uk. So we're just waiting for a final upload, and the whole of the UK is going to hear about the three magic words.
Yeah, no, all this would happen. All this will happen, and the party and the celebration and the aftermath. If we're all still here, I don't know where we're gonna go after Dolores.
You have doubt?
She's got classes, of course. Dolores must be here. You're joking.
But we're not gonna all just ascend all at the same time and see and kind of go into a higher dimension.
Or is it... If we do, we will stay with what we have created, which is this party. So we will all be there partying.
Okay.
And
I've told everyone, we can't tell anyone what the three magic words are. That is the secret of the movie. And they'll find out when they come and see the movie what the three magic words are. If he does say in the previews, can three words change your life? So we're not going to give it away. They'll have to come and see it and find out what these magic words are.
Well, and it's the premise to the whole event.
Yeah.
I will say, I truly believe that the three magic words is a key to the door into the new earth. I really believe it. And you know, once you apply them to your life, you really understand and grasp the concept and what the meaning of them, the behind the words are, you'll see the world differently. You'll act differently. You'll live your life in so much more compassion and love. And I truly believe that those three words can do that, because it did that for me.
Right. Mm. Absolutely. Well, they are. They're very powerful words.
Well,
they're game changers.
Yeah, you have to actually know how to apply them, experience them, and we're going to talk about that at the event. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Okay. Cool.
So we'll be heading over to London then in a couple of weeks. We'll go in a few days ahead of time.
Yeah. We'll be in London in a couple of weeks.
We're heading over there in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, it's the event. We're going to head over there sooner than that.
Well, yeah. Earlier in the week.
I've never been, and I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I know London inside out now. We've been there so many times. And it is a dramatic city. What do they always say over there? When you're tired of London, you're tired of life.
Oh, okay.
That's what they always say. There's a lot going on, I mean.
It's a very... a cosmopolitan.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I was trying to think, is there anything else that's going to happen on that day party or anything that we need to discuss?
Go ahead.
We just have to give it up, give it to the universe, and let the universe guide us into what's going to be created on that day.
Absolutely.
It's going to be, you know, we're just kind of seeing what's going to happen. How much can we actually shift our consciousness? How much can we show the world that we're going to win this game? And this is the day that we get to play. We get to be ahead. This is our day. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be funny if the news broadcast the next day on the 22nd, and they say, it's interesting, there's this group of people at the Odeon that just disappeared. But we know it'll be more than that. But
I don't think it can be like that.
The only time that ever happened in history was the Mayans, and now it's happened again.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It happened before.
It'll happen again.
I wonder what it is.
Well, that's what some people were saying on our trip. They'll say, what are the people going to do who expect the world to end on the 21st when they wake up the next morning and find out the world's still here? Mm-hmm. They say, what are they going to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. I actually saw something. It was a little piece of a sitcom that they did on the 21st, and it was really interesting. So, and they were showing it. It was as I'm catching up on some of the shows that I missed and things. And they were doing it like they were all prepared for it to be the end of the world, and then they go through, and then it's like nothing happens, but they all did get closer. They had this little pact or something that they did. But then, at the very, very end, somebody said, oh, my gosh, no, I sold all my stocks and all my this. Oh, I need my money back. We didn't go. So we didn't die.
Because you know how many times in my lifetime I've heard it was going to be the end of the world.
Right.
And nothing happened. We get up the next morning and everything is still the same.
Right. Well, it'll be the shift of consciousness, and it's not what people are expecting.
It won't be exactly the same, but it will still be here. That's the thing. I just did the lecture with Doreen Virtue. Was the last thing we did in Honolulu before we came home. And one thing she said that she got from her angels was, the universe doesn't run on the Gregorian calendar.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we don't.
So that date doesn't mean a thing to the Earth, anyway.
Yeah, it's just a matter of us and what.
It is a range of years that we enter into the galactic center, and you know the date is just a marker for us, so we can say, hey, this is it, and the Mayans said this day. But when it's astronomical, there's always a range of years that you have when something enters or begins, and you can never know which calendar to go by. You know, this day could be another day in the Hindu's calendar, and it's all different. So, yeah, you can never know that. And it's funny because you were talking about you know, people believing it's the end of the world on certain days. I think in the 1900s, wasn't it when people were jumping off bridges thinking that was it? 1900?
Yeah, when it was going, yeah, well, 1899 to 1900. And then we had it again, Y2K, you know, going to 2000.
Yeah.
They weren't jumping off of bridges, but they were scared to death.
Yeah, they were going for the hills where they could hide and live off of natural things because all the electronics were going to come down.
It's time to stop living.
I was in Times Square on New York on that right before then, and HBO was interviewing me, and they said, "What do you think is going to happen here on January the 1st? Nothing, because they were figuring the whole world was going to fall apart. But you know, Michael, it was just last year that they were saying the end of the world. The Indian Mayan calendar was actually October, I think, 28th. 2011, that was when it was going to be the 3 days of darkness and the end of the world. Well, I said, well, I'm going to be in Australia. We'll find out what happens. And nothing happened.
We have Janine from Canada on line three. Janine,
okay.
Go ahead, Janine.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Dolores. Hi, Julia and guests.
Hello.
Actually, I wanted to say happy movie premiere to everybody who's going to be attending. I won't be attending, but I'll be there in spirit for sure. And I wanted to comment on something Michael said as far as how many people to change the consciousness, to shift. And one of the things from reading your convoluted books, Dolores, is if you focus on something, it's squared. If it's something positive. So you won't need as great a number of people to do the shift because everything is squared. Is that correct from your books, Dolores?
Well, yeah, it says that people don't know the power of their own mind. And when you focused on something, it's not only multiplied, it's squared. If you have groups.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with one mind is that powerful. But if you have groups of people focusing on the same thing, the power is not only multiplied, it's squared, and the power is tremendous. So you're right. It people.
That's true. That's very true. I had a question for you, Dolores, and this has been happening to me in the last couple months. And one of the things, though, you guys had talked about is people are noticing a shift, and I noticed that this summer where I actually said, I feel like something's different. And I did feel that. But in the last couple of months, I've been having some really strange things happen. And a couple times I know when I've been waking up in the middle of the night or it wakes me up, I'm either making a sound, it's a tone. One time it was like a tone that I was just voicing or I don't know. And another time when I woke up, I was talking in a language that I have no clue what that language is or what it meant. And I just wondered if you've been hearing, I know you guys have done a lot of traveling, you talked to a lot of people, if other people have been experiencing that in the last couple months.
Not in the last couple of nights, but
months.
Many people have told me they do speak in other languages and they don't know what it is. And I have recordings of some of these languages, but they usually happen when people are in trance and nobody knows what language it is. So you're probably, if it's a past life, you're tapping into that language. And a lot of people are going back to that.
Sorry, Dolores. That's what I'm wondering because I'm waking up from a, you know, it wakes me up, actually, literally, and I hear myself talking in this language that I've never heard of this language on this earth. Yeah. Let's put it this way. I've heard many languages because I tend to watch films or movies in different languages, and I've yet to hear anything that sounded like that. Now, I couldn't even tell you the words now or, you know, try to sound it out now. As soon as I realized I was talking this language, it went away just as fast. But it was just weird. It was just curious. I'm just curious. Well, you know, what that is. Other people are starting to experience it.
Yeah, they are very ancient languages. That's why they're not on Earth anymore. But I have recordings, and I've taken them all over the world, even to India, where they have so many dialects, 500 dialects. Nobody can recognize it. But it is definitely a language. So I think it's an unknown lost languages from the other times. And you're tapping into a time when you were alive at that time. But, Julia, what do you think about the tone, he said?
You know what I think?
Well, I'm being told that Michael has some information on this. So do you have anything you want to share on that, Michael?
I think you should record yourself and then stick it on Google Translate.
That's a good idea.
Except she'd have to have the tape recorder going all night long. She never knows when she's going
to be doing it. Just in your ear, it's quite imperative just to stop for a second and pay attention to it, and it's just an upgrade. It's just a one way of the of upgrading your energetically to the required level to be able to handle the changes in frequencies. And I had this for quite a few years now, and I had a great my confirmation of this was the Bringers of the Dawn when I first read Barbara Marciniak's book Bringers of the Dawn, and Pleiades were always saying if you hear the pitch in the next few years, do stop for a minute or two, no, just for a few seconds, and pay attention to it. It's quite important because that's how we assist you to raise your frequency, raise your vibration, so that as you go through that shift, then you're able to go through it without basically blowing your fuses. So it's a very good sign, basically. That one thing is a very good sign.
Yeah, maybe that's what the tone is. To regulate it so you won't blow your fuse.
Yeah, it's raising your vibration.
No, I realize it probably has to do with that. I just wondered if other people were experiencing it now more as we're getting so much closer to an evolution or a change or changing consciousness and that. Because I certainly feel it, and I'm sure I totally agree with you guys that, you know, a lot more people are feeling it. Maybe a lot of people are not talking about it, but they're definitely feeling it. They can't do otherwise. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I wasn't too sure, but thank you very much, and I'll wish you guys all well, and happy movie premiere. I know everything will go fine, and God bless you all, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. But that's what we're noticing, is more and more people are having these experiences, but they're all saying, well, who can I talk to? Nobody would believe me. Then they're amazed when they find out there's a lot more people out there having the same experiences.
Right, absolutely.
They're not alone, but they think they are.
No, well, probably because she said that just now, I bet a lot of people will start saying things. Because, yeah, we are hearing it. They are hearing. I'm hearing a lot where they or hearing tones, as far as the language. I've been hearing that for years where people are saying they're just speaking and singing languages that they don't know what it is. It's just coming through. And I know Vitaly's done that several times. So
most of the time they have to be in an altered state. Well, she's in a sleep state, then that's letting the barriers down to let it come through.
Right.
Okay. I think we're coming up to the time.
Getting close. Okay, let's let Michael finish this out and just say just what all you want to say about this, because this is going to be so fantastic. I'm really excited. I can't wait to get there and be part of all of this.
Okay. Yeah, because we only got a few more minutes. Anything you want to say, Michael, before we go off the air?
Sure. I've been waiting for December 21st, 2012 my whole life, wondering where I was going to be. My whole life, I was like, should I go to the Great Pyramids? You know, I'll be safe there from a cataclysm or a comet or a nuclear war. Or should I go to the Mayan, you know, pyramids? Or should I, you know, be on a cruise? I always wondered, where was I going to be? And I can honestly say that this event, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than London, in Odeon, West End, in Leicester Square. That's where I would just to do this movie premiere. That's something I worked on for four and a half years of my life to try and bring a new kind of filmmaking to the world and make some kind of change. And it's happening. It's the most exciting thing in my life. And I'm just so glad to be doing this. And I hope that anyone who's thinking about coming out will come and join us for this amazing event, this amazing time in Earth's history. And I hope to see you all there.
Very cool. You know what I got just as you were saying that? Usually when I get a visual of an event or something, it's like usually like a beam of light, like the pyramids all shoot little beams of light out of the top of them and things like that. This, as you were saying that, I was visualizing London. It was like, okay, just show me something. It wasn't a beam of light. It was a huge column of swirling light going up.
Oh.
So I don't know if this is a portal. I don't know what this is different. It's not the beams of that most things create. So this is something else. And because I was like, okay, why is it? I do this all the time. Why is it London? Why is it this? Why is it that?
Well, we were talking about generating pool of energy,
right?
From all
and people. That could be this swirling. It's almost like a whirlpool, but it goes up. Go ahead.
We're going to be creating a very high vibration. So is everybody there? And it's not a coincidence that all the crop circles occur here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, it's going to be very, very powerful what we do and what we are part of. It already is. You did that, Michael. So it's just, you know, you created the movie and then everything else is dropping into place and it's just all working together.
But it shows when we start on these projects, even with my books, we never know where they're going to go and what effects they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we've come into the time we're going to have to sign off. But I really appreciate you guys staying up to do the show tonight. Because it's 2 o'clock in the morning over there now. Okay.
Well, I know very quickly we can tell everyone where they can get the tickets. I know at DoloresCannon.com and 3MagicWordsLondonPremiere.com. Are those the only two sites?
And 3MagicWordsMovie.com. It'll all take you there.
Yes, 3MagicWordsMovie.com. And then the Odeon will be doing something here in the next day or two. They're going to be promoting. So anyway, yeah, a lot of places they can get the tickets.
Yeah,
so,
and the
DoloresCannon.com, and they can get it in there.
And the Odeon's website as well.
Yes, Odeon's website.
Thank
okay.
you, Dolores.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
So I guess we're going to have to sign off then, unless you have something else. I guess that was it.
Did you have something else, Michael?
Oh, we got a clip.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's time to pull the plug. All right, and thanks for coming on, and you guys go to bed over there. Okay, and thanks, everyone, for listening in tonight. You can see we have a lot of many exciting things still happening in our lives. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.